It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All in, baby!
You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I've got a list of NFL stadiums for Scott of Fort, places I'd rather be instead of Lambeau Field. The Astrodome still around? What do they do in the Astrodome?
Okay, 1970,
is that where circuses are?
In 1978, like the Astrodome was pretty amazing. Today, it's not amazing. I actually played in the Astrodome.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a surreal thing when you're a kid, you know, growing up.
And then
all of a sudden you're actually out there playing on the field.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty. I mean, you talk about a trough. It's like, yeah.
I think I honestly, in terms of atmospheres and things like that, I'm sure it's great. I know. I've been to football games. I know what the history is there.
Do you know it was a sucky stadium, but was actually kind of iconic and fun to play in? Was the Three Rivers Pittsburgh
Steelers? Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah.
Heinz Field is actually a nice field.
It's no longer Heinz Field, Scott.
Oh, what is it? Procter & Gamble?
No. Hold on. Let me see here.
Oh, it's that one really weird name.
Heinz Field new name is Acrisure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Heinz Field to me.
Acrisure Stadium. I mean, for a long time, I still know people who call Vivint Arena the Delta Center.
Yeah.
There's a sign down by at the courthouse stop on tracks that has an illuminated sign that says Delta Center still. And I want to steal that thing.
The other part of it is the Delta Center was when the Jazz were going to championships.
Yeah.
So you tied into that. Kind of like, you know, Lambeau Field is tied into Vince Lombardi and the great Green Bay Packers and all that stuff.
I'm just telling you.
It's the same
for
field.
For me personally, Lambeau Field does not mean anything. Going to see a game at Lambeau Field, it's not on the bucket list.
So
you'd call me wrong for saying that, but you know what?
I'm kind of disappointed in you. I really am. I expected more. I really did.
I expected more out of you.
I thought you could appreciate history and greatness, but no. You're just selling out for SoFi. You're selling out for big billion-dollar stadiums.
No, it's give me the better weather and give me,
That's what's great. It's not the better weather.
Let me ask you this. Has there ever been a Super Bowl played at Lambeau Stadium with your precious Lombardi trophy that they hoist?
Technically, yes. I mean, back when they had championship games in the NFL before the merger.
Was it called the Super Bowl Stadium? Or was it called the Super Bowl?
No.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
NFL Championship.
All right. I know weather's the reason,
Jeremy. Who wants
to
play a Super Bowl in Green Bay? Nobody.
They did the Seahawks. Yeah. They won their Super Bowl in New York when it was
that was a mistake,
cold.
Too.
That's really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the old, what's it? I don't want to keep saying stuff. I'm digging a hole here because I think a lot of people don't agree with me, but it's fine. I'm not that into Lambeau. Let me see here, Scott. Next up on the show is What Are the Odds? We give you a scenario. You give us the chance. 0 to 100% that thing will or will not happen. Brought to you by the folks at TryDayTrading.com. TryDayTrading.com. You, too, can become a day trader yourself. Let them train you. Let the experts show you how to do it. TryDayTrading.com. Dow Jones up 500 points today. S&P 500 up 87 points. And the NASDAQ up 360 points. So there you go. Nice day on Wall Street there as we're kind of watching some inflation slow down a little bit. Scott, what are the odds that the NFL ends up suspending Deshaun Watson for a full year? Roger Goodell's looking for that. I think he wants to bring some credibility to the league. He does not feel like six games does it, and I think a lot of people agree with him. Deshaun Watson sitting out for more than the six games and up to a full year.
This is an easy one to decide. 66% Ray Nitschke from the Green Bay Packers who played in Lambeau Field percent.
Is he in the Ice Bowl?
That's my choice.
Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with I think it's likely, I hope it. Maybe it's just me hoping, but I'm going to give it a John Taylor, 82%.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't mind taking in a ball game at the old Candlestick Park. Remember that old place? It was terrible. Everybody hated that place.
It was an awful place. Iconic, but awful. What are the odds Kevin Durant gets traded this offseason? This offseason.
You know what? I think that at this point, you've got an ownership group that is standing pat, right? And they're going, their owner's saying, nah, man, we're going to support our head coach and our GM, basically saying publicly that they're not the problem. You are, KD. But there's a real problem with that. You do not want to give in to a guy like this and just give him whatever he wants if you're not going to get what you want in return. You don't just deal him because of the toxicity. You've got to make it worth your team's while. I don't think it happens. I think that they keep him on the team and they punish him for being I just don't think there's going to be a deal good enough. They're going to be asking for the moon for this guy. I mean, the Jazz are asking for the moon for everybody else. Kevin Durant should be getting 15 first-round picks if these other guys are getting the ones they are.
Boy, but if you're a team that's close, wouldn't you just love to have a Kevin Durant? I think
he'd
would.
Take you. He'd finish it off for you.
So what do you think?
I'm going to go that he gets traded this offseason. I'm going to say it's a Kevin Durant. What is he, 7? No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let me go. I'll go with John Elway, 7% chance. I'm going to say it's low.
I'm going to say it's a 15% Bart Starr, Green Bay Packers, who played at Lambeau Field, legend percent. That's what I'm going to say.
Good for you.
Yep.
You love Brett Favre. Did you ever win at Lambeau?
I didn't say
Brett
Favre. I said Bart Starr.
What's your record at Lambeau, Scott?
Never won.
Oh, for what, 6?
Something like that.
Okay. And you'd still keep going back for more, huh?
Every time. Yep.
I thought maybe that would do it. Scott, you never won a Lambeau, did you? You're like, don't care. I'm going back for more.
I get a question frequently. What was your favorite place to play in the NFL? 100% Lambeau Field. Like it was just, yeah, it's a cool place.
Not the Pontiac Silverdome?
No. That would not be my least favorite, but it's close.
Wow.
It's second or third.
All right.
Least favorite's Philadelphia.
All right. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Everybody can agree. Yeah, you noticed I didn't mention Philadelphia.
Veterans Stadium.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.